This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. A very good day to everyone. We are joined by a very extra special guest, Congresswoman Yvette Clark, who represents the 9th Congressional District in Brooklyn. Good to have you here with us today.
It's great to be with you, Pearl. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. So, 2020 has been an unprecedented and challenging year like no other. Pandemic, police murders, social justice activism, insurrection, and more. As we start the new year 2021, what are your plans and message to your constituents of the 9th Congressional District?
Well, first of all, you are absolutely correct, Pearl. There's not a person alive on this planet that has not been impacted by the events of 2020. It has been an unprecedented year. And with the pandemic, with the police murders, with the social justice activism, the insurrection, the economic hardship, I am very focused, first and foremost, on navigating our communities through this pandemic. It is imperative that we address the COVID-19 crisis head on, the implications for our health, our livelihood, and the life of the community can't be overstated. One of the things that we recognize is that we have got to strengthen our public health infrastructure to enable us to one, keep our community safe health-wise, and also to have an equitable distribution of the vaccine that has begun to be distributed across the nation. So out the gate, one of the most important things that I am focused on is navigating our people through this health imperative. Joined to that pursuit is, of course, making sure that economically our people are made whole. And I want to be very clear that it is critical that we pass another COVID relief package so that we can make good on our commitment to the American people and to the people of the 9th District of New York, more specifically, whether that is an increased direct benefit to our families, that many of whom we have begun receiving $600 direct benefits in their accounts, or it's to make sure that this next COVID relief package expands enough to provide for particularly those families that use the ITIN number, the tax ID number, to pay their taxes, that they too are included in direct benefit to their families. Many of those individuals are immigrants in our community and who are our frontline workers. And they were left out of the previous stimulus packages and relief packages under the Trump administration. I feel far more confident that we will be able to, in the upcoming COVID relief package, expand to include those families. We're also, of course, talking about the rent moratorium, dealing with mortgage forbearance. We are fighting to make sure that our people are protected in terms of their utilities, because we are all being asked by our government to limit our outdoor activities, which means that all of the utilities we use that we wouldn't ordinarily use are consuming our finances. There's so many ways in which we have to navigate, and I'm focused on navigating the people of the 9th District through this pandemic. Alongside that, in terms of priorities for the 9th District, I'm very focused and have been appointed to a group of legislators that will be shepherding out the roadmap to freedom and comprehensive immigration reform. And what this bill would do is ensure that there is a fair immigration process that establishes a roadmap to citizenship for the 11 million people who are currently in between status. It will be centered on family unity and promoting and preserving diversity in the United States of America. I, of course, am very focused on climate change and what that has meant to communities of color and environmental justice. And it is imperative that the, you know, that the United States rejoin the Paris Agreement. We've seen that occur under the Biden administration. And I am a proud co-sponsor of the Green New Deal and Medicare for All. All of these are imperative for our community. And I represent one of the hardest hit communities in this pandemic. So making sure that our communities, again, are being, their needs are addressed and that they are centered in this recovery is an ongoing task. I currently am serving as a co-chair for the Energy and Commerce Committee's Racial Disparities Task Force, and we'll be working on legislative packages that will eliminate racial disparities, not only in our nation's healthcare system, but throughout the United States infrastructure and federal agencies, so that obstacles to the forward movement of our communities are not inhibited or impeded, but that we are dealt with fairly and equitably in the midst of this pandemic. If there's the one thing that the COVID-19 crisis has made evident to everyone, it's the disparities that have long plagued our communities and gone unaddressed.
So thank you so much, Ms. Clark, for this great information, and we look forward to having you back again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure.
This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise, or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication for freelance assignments to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.